Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Would you trust an asset manager whose track record for more than a century has seen assets under its management devalue more than 98%? I sure wouldn't. You shouldn't either. Since the Federal Reserve was created 103 years ago, the value of the U.S. dollar has fallen more than 98% against an ounce of gold. The Feds generally wait too long to make the right move or make the wrong move. For instance, the Federal Reserve fostered the housing market bubble last decade that turned into the Great Recession after it collapsed. Now, various Fed officials are predicting that the Federal Open Market Committee will raise the federal funds interest rate again at their next meeting in less than 2 weeks. Will this repeat what happened a few months ago? Late last year, Fed officials mentioned a possible rate increase so often that investors assumed it was coming. So, when the Feds did so last December, the market was initially steady. However, a few weeks later, U.S. stock prices began to fall, soon followed by a declining U.S. dollar. Now Puerto Rico is all but officially bankrupt. The federal government does not want to bail it out because strapped state governments would want the same treatment, only on a larger scale. Yet the feds don't want Puerto Rico to default on its debt. There is no solution to manage both dilemmas. The bad news is that the federal government's financial position is even worse than Puerto Rico. So, the feds are pretending they may raise interest rates this month. Yet every time this is stated, it is qualified that the decision will depend on fresh financial data. I don't know what will happen at the next FOMC meeting. However, I have a better forecast where we will be at year end. Whatever happens in less than 2 weeks, I predict that the federal funds interest rate at the end of this year will be at or below today's rate. If they raise rates this month, I expect it to be quickly reversed once the stock market plummets. Whatever happens, the Fed will again fail the American people. That's it for today. Tune in again next Wednesday for another enlightening edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.